Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Right, well, I'm here at the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly at the CTICC in Cape Town, where there's just hundreds of astronomers and people associated with astronomy. And this took place between the 6th and the 15th of August this year. And one of the people I've met is Ranpal Gill, and she's a communications manager for a new observatory called the Vera C. Rubin Observatory, which is a very, very interesting one. I did do a couple of shows about this a few years ago, but now things are really hotting up because this observatory is being built. So please, Ranpal Gill, welcome, and please tell us all about this new observatory.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show. So the Vera C. Rubin Observatory is a brand new observatory that's currently in construction. It's physically located in Chile in the Atacama Desert at an altitude of about 2,600 meters. So we're in construction and we're coming up to the finish line with coming up to doing testing, and we should see first light, which means that we get our first images, which we will make available to the public through a big splash early next year. And then we hope to go into operations towards the end of next year. This observatory is an optical observatory that will do its first experiment called the Legacy Survey of Space and Time, which will last approximately 10 years. That should start sometime in 2026.
Wow, right. So this is a big optical observatory. Now, one of the things that I think about when I hear about the Vera C. Rubin Observatory is a camera. Now, why is that? There's something special about a camera there, isn't there?
It's actually won the Guinness World Book of Records as the biggest camera currently in existence. It's a 3,200 megapixel camera. So it has something like 189 CCDs. So if you think about your 60 megapixel iPhone camera, this is 3,200 megapixels. So it's going to be able to survey, take pictures of very large parts of the sky at one time. In its what we call the field of view, which is everything it can see when, you know, it takes a picture of the patch of the sky, you can line up seven moons across its width. So that's how much massive part of the sky it's going to take a picture of each time.
And why would anybody want to do that?
So the satellites that are in space, they can't have such a large camera and so much equipment on board because they're flying in space. So you can only do that on a ground-based observatory. And to be able to take such a huge part of the sky, to picture such a huge part of the sky at any one time, is what enables you to complete a revolution of the whole visible southern sky in just 3 or 4 days, which is what we are going to be doing. We're going to be doing that over and over for 10 years.
And this is like mapping it. This is like making an enormous big chart. Probably it'll be in a computer somewhere, but it'll be a map of what's where.
That's right. So it's going to, because it can take pictures of the whole, what's visible from the southern hemisphere every 3 or 4 nights, you're able to capture everything and make that picture. So that's part of the mapping the Milky Way, which is one of the science goals for this observatory. But what it does, and I'm not a scientist, but what it does is it will do this in using 6 different color filters, and that helps to build up the color map. So each filter is used, it's put in front of the camera when the picture is taken, so it gives you different information each time. And because you're taking pictures every 3 or 4 nights, what the scientists will do, what the software will do, is put these maps on top of each other. So it will layer it. And these taken with these different filters, once you put them, stack them on top of each other, it gives you more and more of that information, which is what we're after.
And it looks absolutely beautiful. It's an extraordinary looking building. And you work there in Chile, do you?
I do. I'm based in Chile. Obviously, it's on the mountaintop, like I said, at 2,600 meters. I live in the local town, which is called La Serena. It takes a couple of hours to get up there. I try to go up there about once a week just to see what's happening, what's new, what's changed from last time I was there. A bit like the survey is going to be doing when it looks up at the sky to see what changed from last time. So it's a kind of a spaceship kind of looking observatory, very unusual. We always get comments about how it's so different. There's, you know, engineering and architecture and everything that's gone into building the facility, making it look like it does look now, to do with, wind, earthquake protection, you know, all of those things have been taken into consideration.
Well, I do hope to visit one day. And thank you very much, Ranpal Gill, for telling us about this new telescope, the Vera C. Rubin Observatory. And it would be just so lovely to go and meet you there in Chile.
Love to have you over sometime.
Thank you very much. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.